And for all of you Madeline Gerwick fans and fans of astrology, we're going to spend an hour with Madeline now, who has been looking ahead since she was last on the program, looking into January 2021. Where did 2020 go? I told you it was going to be hell on wheels. And when that happens, time flies. And it's been that and then some. And we're not done yet at all, by any means. This is going to get a lot worse. So, Madeline, welcome back, first of all.
Thank you very much. Great to be back. And now, yes, you're right. It is quite an explosive month for January. So the hardest part is ahead of us.
All right, I want to underscore that. I'm going to replay a clip I played in the first hour. This is Rick Wiles, who has a broadcast called True News. It's on BitChute? Somewhere. Anyway, it's up
there.
It
can't be on YouTube if it's True News.
No, it's good. Rick used to be a preacher, I believe, a minister. Anyway, he's a journalist, and he ran some clips, two long video clips, rather long, of street violence in Portland. Just a dirt bag of a city now, like Seattle. We've got real, the Northwest is gone communist. That's the rank and file? No. But it's the people who get the media's attention and the politicians' support. The street garbage called communism. All right, now this guy is usually reserved. He speaks, intellectually. And he's had it with communists. And I never brag, but I think I honestly was one of the first people to call this movement communist. It's not progressive. Mm. It's not liberal. It's not social.
It's not progressive, that's
no.
for sure.
These are communists, and I was calling them communists a couple of years ago. Now it's being more commonly used. But the point here is that Rick Wiles watched this video, and you can all see it. It's in the headlines, and reacted to it. And this, I think, is a perfect testimonial to the rage that is building among decent, honorable people about the obvious Zionist Bolshevik communism that is taking this country, taking it down into the fires of hell. Here's Rick Wiles after playing the clip of these street vermin beating on the police, throwing rocks, kicking their cars, etc. Here's Rick.
This is what the Communist Party succeed. They've made tremendous strides in 2020. This is what the entire country will look like if the Democratic Party and the China Communist Party succeed. Those police officers need to turn around and open fire and kill every person on the street.
Yes, that's attacking them.
I don't care what Facebook says. Do whatever you want to do. That's anarchy. The police officers need to shoot and kill every one of those communists on the street. It's time to put this communist revolution down. Law-abiding American citizens should not tolerate this kind of behavior. We're being told by the social media platforms, we're being told by the newspapers, we're being told by the news networks that we must accept that kind of behavior. And we must answer them and say, no way, we're going to put down the communist revolution. I'm not going to live like this.
I'm not either.
Okay, so that's an example of somebody who plays it very straight, who's had it with communism.
Yep.
And
yep.
that's how we have yep. to approach it.
Yes, and actually that is a very good representation of the rage and anger that is being seen right now and on the part of just the average person. And this is the Mars square Pluto that's occurring. It's about 4 degrees away from being exact, I think. December 23rd is when it's exact, and it stays in range, I believe, until the 9th
wow.
of January.
Merry Christmas, huh? Gee.
Yeah, really, Mary. Which, of course, might also mean that there are a lot of families that have differing opinions, shall we say, about, you know, what's happening. And so there may be a lot of anger, you know, for...
Oh, right. It, families are being right. Broken
yeah,
up all the time now with this.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah, and I would like to just make a comment about that, because I know that it does impact a lot of people. When you have someone who is not aware of what's happening, it's because, in general, they have a lower level of consciousness. And so the person who understands what's going on has a higher level of consciousness, and they're not... You know, it's kind of like that one guy I read recently who said reasoning with somebody about this stuff was like trying to talk about Euclid with a rooster. You see, it's a very similar situation. And what I'm trying to point out here is that it's not really about the election. It's not really about COVID. It's about the level of consciousness that you're watching in the other person. So,
interesting observation. Yeah, you're onto something, I think, for sure.
Yeah, you see, over the period of roughly 1999 to 2012, roughly, we had 2 × 20 growth spurts for consciousness. And some people grabbed those growth rings and they grew. And other people resisted like crazy and refused to grow. So what you have is a group of people who did not grow and their level of consciousness is lower. And you have another group of people who did grow and their level of consciousness is higher. And so you're kind of watching the planet basically divide itself into 2 different groups of, in terms of levels of consciousness.
Right.
And when it comes to ascension, we haven't talked too much about ascension, but the planet is going to ascend to fifth dimension at some point here. And as it does so, people with higher consciousness will ascend with it. And people with the lower consciousness will stay in third dimension. And that may be a very traumatic earth that they end up staying on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just trying to point out, it doesn't matter whether it's about COVID or the election or, you know, it could be about Mary had a little lamb. It doesn't matter. You're looking at a different level of consciousness. And what happens, you see, when a family member or a friend has a lower level of consciousness from yourself, is that at some point, that person with lower consciousness is going to create some excuse to have some event where there'll be some big blow up. And they do that because for them, the experience of being around a higher consciousness person is
right.
Very uncomfortable. So, you know,
oh, and
they
then
can't
the,
really articulate it.
That triggers the animosity and the enmity and
yeah.
the bad attitude. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, I'm just trying to point out that, you know, as sad and challenging as it can be to go through this experience, you see, at some point, basically the higher consciousness person is having to dumb down their consciousness in order to have a conversation with that person, just like that guy trying to talk to the rooster. You see, the only thing he can talk to the rooster is whatever the rooster language is, right?
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and in essence, you see, the lower consciousness person can't really have a meaningful conversation with the higher consciousness person because it's just not a possibility. It's not in their consciousness.
Uh-huh.
So the higher consciousness person ends up being lonely because the other person is not really able to contribute to them.
Good point. Sure.
You see?
Yeah, yeah.
So I know this is really a rough period for a lot of people for this reason, but I just want them to understand, you know, even if this thing blows up in January and these other people finally see the truth of it, they may be so far behind in their level of consciousness that they still may not be willing or able to catch up.
Hmm. Got it.
So
able is the key. Able because they're watching the control media and they're being fed a carefully refined diet of corruption, lies, and deceit. And how can they make good decisions?
Yeah. Well, and a lot of them are drinking fluoride and eating poisonous food and so on. So I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it comes in from all directions, right? It's not just one thing. It's not just that they weren't aware of X, you see. So,
yeah.
So anyways, I know this is a rough, tough situation for a lot of people, but it's more than just whatever belief somebody has about a situation. It's their whole paradigm. And they're not typically going to shift their entire paradigm in a few days or a few weeks or even a few months. So some people will, but the majority will not. And so, you know, there's a very limited level of relationship that you can have with somebody who has a lower level of consciousness than you do. Then you may have to accept that is the most or the only type of relationship you can have until that person decides to grow, if they make that decision, and they may not. So, you know.
They may not. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, even if they wake up to this, you know, you're talking about somebody having to shift their entire paradigm, and it's a huge, huge thing. I mean, when did I start learning about this stuff was, you know, 25 or 30 years ago. It wasn't yesterday or 2 years ago or, you see what I mean?
Sure.
You know.
Got it.
And the same was for you. I mean, you've been at this for, I don't know, 40 or 50 years or whatever.
At least. Yeah.
So, you know. But
well, that's an interesting observation. Lower consciousness. We should maybe describe that a little bit more, at least in terms of how you're using it. That doesn't mean necessarily IQ points. We're talking about other things here.
Okay. Well, one of the most common ways you can tell somebody in a what I would call third dimensional consciousness is they're focused on things being in the extreme. They're black and white, they're hot or cold, they're up or down, there's nothing in the middle. You see, there's no gray scale. And a higher level consciousness understands that in actuality, all of life is one. There is no true separation from an energy point standpoint. So anything that you do,
it doesn't mean
people,
it's all equal. It doesn't mean it's all the same. It can be different from person to person, radically, dramatically, and yet the entire process is all linked. Yeah.
All linked. And so anything that you do to anybody else, you see, you're actually doing it to yourself. This is, of course, the crux of do unto others as you would have others do unto you, right? It's
understanding
that whatever you're doing to others, you're actually doing to yourself.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, the consciousness of 5D is commonly called unity consciousness because at the energetic level, whether life is a human, an elephant, a kitty or a dog or a plant, anything. It doesn't matter what the type of life is. It's all contained in the energy of God, the universe, however you want to express that force, if you know, that supreme force, shall we call it.
Whoop, and that means we momentarily lost Madeline. We'll get her right back here. I don't know how that happens. You hit the wrong button on the smartphone, if that's what she's on. I wish she would hold it further away, if she is. Here's a story. What really crashed in Roswell? A man who investigated the famous 1947 New Mexico wreckage said he found indestructible debris that was not made by human hands. His private journals are being revealed for the first time. And they're talking about Jesse Marcel, the intelligence officer of the 509th Bomb Group at Roswell. So this is interesting. His grandchildren are not, they're now finally telling his story decades after the event, many decades, 75 years almost. They say he determined the wreckage was not made by human hands. Marcel said there were beams with alien writing etched across them. Meanwhile, the U.S. government continues to say it was just debris from a weather balloon. No, 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 no. The grandkids apparently have had this journal for over 15 years. They say it could unravel the true story as to what really happened in Roswell. We all know what happened in Roswell. It was an enormously important event. And there are many others. I think there are nearly 100 crash cases on record that have been talked about and described. But this terrible, sad picture of Jesse Marcel in General Ramey's office holding up this piece of aluminum foil-like stuff with a fake story about, it's just a weather balloon, simple weather balloon. Anything but. Okay, welcome back,
I'm here.
Young lady. Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. That's pretty strange.
You still showed up
on my line.
People playing games, certainly possible.
Oh, I suppose. Where did I leave off?
We were talking about higher and lower consciousness and how it was all connected interdimensionally, dimensionally. And there's some kind of a living presence of consciousness. But it doesn't mean that everyone is equally endowed with consciousness. They're not. Everything's different.
No, that everyone is part of the greater whole or part of the supreme being, if you want to call it that, or the energy
Whatever.
Of the universe. You're all part of the same whole, basically. So whatever you do to somebody else, you see, you're part of the same whole, so you're doing it to yourself, which is, of course, mm-hmm. part of the issue about the environment.
Sure.
Right? If you're going to pollute the environment, you're polluting yourself as well, right?
Right.
What, you know, it's the same concept. So, yeah, so that's it's what they call unity consciousness, understanding that whatever you're doing to others is... you're doing it to yourself as well, and there really is no difference. And so people, when they understand that concept, they stop lying to other people. They stop doing nasty things to other people.
There's a hot-button issue. This tragic culture we're in is the culture of the lie. People lie non-stop.
Yep.
Whether it's little or big, it doesn't seem to matter. When
right.
we were kids, we were taught you don't lie. Even
That's
a little
right.
white lie
That's
is
right.
not good.
That's right.
And if we told a little white lie, we felt bad. We felt
mm-hmm.
guilty about it.
That's
no
right.
more. People say, well, I'm going to be lied to, so I'm not going to be at a disadvantage, and I'm going to lie too. And they do. And they just, it's not everybody. Not everybody. And there are people, it's called morality, morals. And for the young Gen Xers and some millennials and so forth, and not all Gen Zs, but they think that morality is some kind of a weakness. Maybe they laugh at it. Think about it.
Yes. Well, you see, If you go back a little bit further, you see what's really going on is that people don't respect themselves. And so they don't respect others either. And you know, you're not going to, you know, attack other people and be judgmental about them if you respect yourself.
Right.
You would automatically respect somebody else. And their
right.
opinion is their opinion based on their experiences and whatever they happen to learn that day or the day before, etc.
I couldn't care less what other people think or say. It's their business. If they become rude about it and try to force it on me or consider me anything less than I am or may be because I don't believe it, that's their loss. I'm out of there.
Yeah,
I'm gone.
That is a lack of respect, right?
Sure.
And that's why people lie. At the very heart of that, they don't respect themselves and they don't respect others. And you really cannot have a good society that does not have respect. It's one of the basics in any relationship, and it doesn't matter what the relationship is.
Very well.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hold on a minute. Take a break. Come right back with Madeline Gerwick right after this. Okay, welcome back. Okay, Madeline, go ahead. January is looking more explosive than December, astrologically?
Yes, way more explosive.
Wow. So that's the January 20th, the inauguration day. Remember what Trump said? He said, Biden's not coming in here unless he can prove he got 80 million votes. That'll never happen.
Right.
And we got the Texas Supreme Court case, but I think if you read that executive order, and I posted it again yesterday or the day before, you'll see that there's no doubt that he could declare martial law because of the immense foreign interference in the election, especially Communist
true.
China. Communist China owns apparently the majority of Dominion.
Yep.
There's obviously foreign interference. So
well, and
that's why that
EO
exists.
Well, how about the 5 million ballots that they asked China to print?
Correct.
You know, that was,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the explosive stuff actually starts before January 20th. January 20th is just when it peaks.
Oh, my.
And so January 6th is when Mars moves into the sign of Taurus, and that's where Uranus is waiting for it. And when the two of them get together, they're quite volatile. They're quite explosive. Now, the sign of Taurus is an earth sign. I have to alert people that it can indicate earthquakes and fairly major ones at that.
Uh-huh.
It can also indicate volcanoes. Major storms are always possible, and of course that's January, which is always not such a great month, at least in our country, for weather. And so beginning January 6th, we start get probably by the 5th, Mars is technically in range of a conjunction to that Uranus. But when it moves into the sign of Taurus on the 6th, that's mm-hmm. a stronger connection. And it takes until the 20th for it to actually catch up exactly to Uranus, but it's definitely in range the whole time. And during that whole time, you've got Jupiter square Mars and Uranus, you've got Saturn square Mars and Uranus, you've got Mercury square Mars and Uranus, you've got the Sun square Mars and Uranus. I mean, it's just a massive mess. And now, I want to just break that down a bit, because both Jupiter and Saturn are typically considered square to Uranus are typically considered negative for the economy. But Jupiter square Uranus is what I call unexpected growth opportunities. So frequently the universe will move you. And so you Aquarians that are earlier in the month and you Taurians that are earlier in the sign may experience this. So particularly if you have not made a change that you know you probably should have made and you just don't want to go through the change for one reason or another, frequently the universe will come along and make the change for you. Now, sometimes that might mean that you get fired from a job, and it sounds like it's an oh-no situation. But basically, the universe is just pushing you off to another situation that's better for you, and it was a change that you weren't willing to make on your own, so it just did it for you. So, from an economic point of view, an example might be that if you had a business that was too small, it was in too small of a facility to really be able to accomplish all that it needed to do. And so the company is moving to a new location. There's a period where it's very disruptive. You know, everything's in transition, nothing's mm-hmm. where it's supposed to be, and so forth. Okay, that's very similar to Jupiter square Uranus. But at the end of the day, the company's going to be in a better situation. It's going to be able to grow and do things that it wasn't able to do in the other location. So although temporarily the economy is not as robust as it would have been in other situations, it's going towards something that is better.
Right.
So it's not necessarily negative, but it is disruptive. Now, Saturn square Uranus, this is actually part of the interesting thing that's happening, you see, is that Saturn is going to be in a sign that it co-rules, and it co-rules Aquarius with Uranus, but here they are, they're at odds with each other, they're fighting each other. So the two rulers are, you know, in a fight. And Uranus in Taurus does not have what we call standing. Standing in astrology means that, you know, you're strong and you're capable of doing whatever you're supposed to be doing.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Saturn has standing because it's one of the rulers of Aquarius and it's in a sign that it's strong in. On the other hand, Uranus is slower than Saturn, and one of the rules is that the slow planet always wins. But Saturn in this situation is strong because it's in its own sign. So you kind of basically have a draw, you know, and while Jupiter is there, Saturn has some extra support, and when the sun is there, Saturn has some extra support, and so on, you see, which means that the military has a better shot than the disruptors. Uranus represents the disruptors, and Saturn represents, you know, military, police, that kind of stuff, National Guard.
Right.
So you have a situation where there is disruptors going on, but you also have the military out there stopping it as best as possible. Now,
so
I think,
you're looking in January and expecting to see military versus civilian at some point.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's what the astrology
configuration
would suggest.
Disruptors now are disruptors, BLM, Antifa. Are
sure.
they other
communists?
You know, yeah, communists. Yeah, basically communists. Are they sending the Chinese troops over? I don't know. I doubt it. But you know, you never know with these things. They're so crazy now.
Well, I think communist China would be much more interested in consuming Taiwan rather than doing anything over here. They
yeah,
don't
I
have
think you're
to.
Right. Yeah.
They've got
yeah.
EMP. They could light off a couple of EMP bursts here and put us back in the Stone Age, practically. It wouldn't be
remember
hard.
Remember now.
The grid goes down.
Whatever they do to someone else, they do to themselves.
I got it. I know, I got it. And with 1.4 billion people, maybe they don't care about losing 500 million people, 600 million people.
Oh, they probably
people.
Wouldn't. They probably wouldn't. Yeah, they probably wouldn't. No. But they don't know if it'll take them out, you see, although they may have their own plans. But you never know how things backfire. So it's,
sure.
It's, you know, they still are getting it themselves. So the whole month is actually quite explosive. And while we think, I think of Mars square Pluto, which is what we have going on now this month, as in, you know, people being enraged and, you know, angry and that sort of thing. Mars conjunct Uranus is what I call trigger happy. And it can elicit a response that you're not expecting in a second. You know, it's
now,
very...
we're talking a time frame here. We're talking about now through the end of January. Is that a way to round
well,
it off?
Yeah. I mean, the Mars square Pluto is now through like maybe the 9th of January, and Mars conjunct Uranus is January 6th through, you know, early February, I think maybe the 3rd, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So and we go into Mercury retrograde, I think, on the 30th of January. So, you know, a lot of reconsideration happens during February. And I don't know, I've wondered, because, you know, I keep looking at these cycles, and I tell you, we've never seen anything like this before for inauguration uh-huh. days. So I don't know. You know, like, I keep wondering, are they going to introduce ETs? Are they going to introduce med beds? Are they going to do something, you know, where they release certain technologies that have been suppressed for eons?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but all those things are possible with Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius. So, I don't know, but I think a lot of things could change next year that we are not expecting, that we're not, you know, anticipating because it's so far out of our imagination. It's not, you know, we're
well,
not
if they
expecting
say,
to live
really...
in Star Trek.
If they succeed in vaccinating with that garbage, half the people, it is suggested a lot of them are going to die.
Yeah,
and
I think so.
Sorry to say it.
No, I think that's exactly right. So there is a good example of how low consciousness versus high consciousness ends up working out. You see. Because it's your low consciousness people that are willing to take that vaccine. And they're not willing to find out the truth about it, you see.
Good point. No, that's right.
So yeah. what you're going to end up with eventually are the people who have the higher consciousness and know what's going on. Now, one thing I wonder about with all of this is if the whole COVID situation is going to be revealed. I think it will, and I think it's unlikely that we're going to have as many people taking the vaccinations as the cabal are hoping. So that's what I'm saying. You know, things are truly different and weird. Now, certainly it could be that a lot of people do die from the vaccinations, but that would also alert other people about the vaccinations. Oh, and the other thing that's really big, is that as of, I think, December 3rd, the Pluto overhead is now opposite, within 1 degree, I should say, of the USA Mercury. Now, Mercury in the USA chart represents the press, the media, social media, platforms, all that stuff, anything related to communications, basically,
mm-hmm.
To the people. So Pluto's the planet of death and transformation, right? And this planet opposite that media representative of Mercury in the USA chart suggests that the USA media and the platforms, the social media platforms, are going to undergo permanent change. Now, this peaks in early January, I think around the 5th, and then it stays in range through about, I think maybe the 3rd or 4th of February. It's a fairly short cycle, but my guess is, you see, sedition includes the words willingly and knowingly. So we know that they have willingly and knowingly lied to the public about the election fraud.
You bet.
Right?
You bet, yeah.
There's no way to get out of that. They were at all those press conferences. They know what the truth of it is. So,
sure.
So I expect, actually, that you'll see a lot of media people arrested for sedition during this time period. Probably, I don't know if you'll see it this month, but I think for sure in January you're going to see that happen. And you know,
this sounds a little Q-ish to me. We're not going there, are we?
No, no. I'm just telling you what it looks like from the cycles, right?
Very good. Okay.
No, but I think that's a very likely possibility, particularly after Trump's speech about the election was cut off by mainstream media.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't you think he ought to be out there at least once a week now, talking to the nation over whatever channels he can get? I don't care.
I think it would be great if he had his own TV station.
Well, that has to happen. That has to happen. Don Jr. That would be the primary thing of. I think he ought to be looking at Donald Jr. Putting together Trump News Network or whatever he called.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, that's a no-brainer. And that also can represent part of the transformation of information to the public, as if he were to start his own TV network. So that particular cycle passes up, and then it comes back, and then in July, I think around the middle to the end of July, it comes back, and it stays in range until roughly December 10th, 11th, 12th, right in there. And so by the middle of December next year, there should be a complete resolution. And that could include that these companies have lost their FCC licenses. But, you know, until these people go to jail, they'll just keep doing it. So I don't think there's any way around the sedition. They have to have people go to jail. They have to have people executed.
Right. Well, unless we have bodies to point at that are either imprisoned or whatever.
Right.
This is a capital offense. Treason.
Oh, absolutely.
High treason.
Treason. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's treason. So, it's a big deal. It's not something you're going to give people a pardon for, because they'll just do it again. And they've been doing it again and again and again and again.
Oh, yeah.
For years and years and years.
Many
decades. When they got away with, when they got away with JFK,
right.
There you go. They're emboldened, right? Hey, took out the president of the United States. Hey, we're more powerful than they are, right?
It was that kind of a thing, I think, for some. It's really disgusting. All right, what about geology? What are you seeing geologically? Earthquakes, volcanoes, asteroids, storms?
Yeah, an asteroid is definitely a
severe
possibility.
Severe weather,
because let's
food
face it,
shortages and all that? Yeah.
It is possible, because Taurus is an Earth sign, and of course, food grows in the Earth. And we have had a lot of issues with food shortages because of the fires in California. Right. And the year before that, it was the floods in the Midwest. So that is definitely, particularly earthquakes and severe weather. One of the things that shows up, and I think this is at the new moon on January 13th. There are three planets in Capricorn, which is a cold sign, and there are three planets in an asteroid in Aquarius, which is another cold sign. So you've got seven planets in the two coldest signs. I mean, you know, so January looks really cold, and you have three of those planets square to Mars and Uranus, so you could have very high winds. And, of course, you could have blizzards with it. Those are certainly possible. So January looks like a rough month for travel and weather, of course, depending on your location. Maybe if you're in Florida, it's not as bad. I don't know. Maybe if you're in San Diego, it's not as bad. I don't know. But it's certainly not going to be great for most of the northern and Midwest states. So in terms of the earthquakes, I don't know if you have followed Steve Quayle's...
No, I haven't.
He put together a documentary about the Cascadia earthquake.
The subduction... Yeah, the Cascadia subduction fault all along the
basically from Victoria down to pretty far
Northern
down into California, yeah. So and he had the top geologists and seismologists and so forth in this documentary, and they actually expect a 9.2 earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it will happen, you know, within a matter of minutes when it starts, from one end to the other. I mean, it will only take
maybe five or ten minutes. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean the entire fault is going to move. Could be just pieces of it or a part. Earthquakes don't necessarily. This is a different kind of. It's not like the San Andreas.
Right.
It's not a side slip. It's a different fault. Even if a portion of it, though, say the bottom third, were to go off. There are people who have studied this and say that if you know where Interstate 5 is, all the way up through Oregon and I guess into Washington, everything west of Interstate 5 would be probably affected or impacted or erased by enormous tsunamis. So that was just a semi-arbitrary line, but that's where they geographically felt that the water could move and do the most damage.
Right. So, I'm not suggesting that we're going to have that happen. I'm just saying that, you know, earthquakes
well,
in
was,
general
was,
are
did he, was he
possible.
Saying that we're overdue? They all
yeah,
say that.
Yeah, overdue. But, you know, I think when I was muscle testing, it's been a while since I watched it. I think I muscle tested 2 to 3 years. That was maybe, I don't know, a year ago, maybe, something like that. You know, it's possible it could happen while Uranus is in Taurus. It's an Earth sign, and Taurus is a fixed Earth sign, so it likes to cling to things. Both Taurus and Aquarius are fixed signs, so they don't change easily. So, you know, their whole job is basically maintain status quo, you see, so... So they don't change easily, and so when they do change, it can be quite disruptive. So we'll see what happens here in terms of earthquakes and weather and volcanoes. I mean, we certainly are in an area with volcanoes. But here's something I do want to mention about earthquakes, which is that, you know, if we will clear out our own emotional negativity. That is actually what the Earth frequently is letting go of when it has an earthquake. And so years and years ago, and I think this was very early 2000, I don't remember which year though, we had a silent earthquake off the coast of Seattle, basically, for the subduction zone. And it moved a half an inch, and there was no earthquake. moved a half an inch and no earthquake. So prior to that, there had been a few people that had come to Seattle to do emotional clearings with people to prevent an earthquake. So I'm just saying, you know, if we'll do our own clearings and release things, then the earth doesn't have to do it for us. So something to let go of. And if anybody is looking for a nice way to release things easily, they can send me an email and I'll refer them to someone who can do it easily over the phone. And it's a great process. It's very effective and gentle. So. Good. So that's something to think about. Yeah,
there's a lot of things to think about. Well,
yes.
Very good. So December, bad and getting worse into January, which is just going to take off.
I think that's when you're going to see the military. That's when you're going to see the battles. That's what I would think.
Well, we're up against it.
Yeah.
These communists cannot be allowed to come in and take over. It's as simple.
No.
So
I agree.
We'll see.
I agree.
All right. Very good.
Yep.
Thank you, Madeline. Thanks
and
for that.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, indeed. Merry Christmas to you, too. Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Take care.
Thanks.
Okay.
All righty. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Madeline Gerwick. All right. There we go. An astrological look ahead. Fasten seatbelts. Back with you tomorrow, Friday, another end of another week. Take care. Talk tomorrow.